You would say that you are, it's still always a part of you is in it.
Yes.
I see. Excellent. All right. Well, moving on to the next, element of it is, I mean, as I discussed earlier, the idea of the independence of skill and such. What are your thoughts on the DIY nature of cosplay? I mean, it kind of takes on this, this real strong independent art streak. It just in its very nature. What are your thoughts on that kind of DIY element?
I love it. My favorite part of cosplay, or one of my favorite parts, I guess. I love the whole thing. But I really do love going around and making the costume or finding something that you have no clue how to make and makes no sense in real life. And, going to the hardware store and seeing this thing that you don't know what it does, but hey, that kind of looks like the shape for this gun that I'm making. I can use that, right? I love that. It's a great way to just let your creative energy flow and to use your mind, It's a great mind exercise.
And do you think that it's kind of reviving the, in a way, like the old craft hobby, the kind of hobbyist craft learning that, like, something that, has been through the years, through all sorts of, of things, model building and such. Do you think that cosplay is kind of creating that next generation of creative artistic producers?
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. I mean, so many people used to know how to sew. It used to be that every single person knew how to sew a garment. But I mean, in the past few years, people have not known that. But now with cosplay coming back and becoming more mainstream almost, people are learning. And soon again, everyone is going to have a sewing machine and everyone is going to know how it works.
So you would say that, it's kind of good. We're kind of reviving that old, I guess one might say a very classic American, can do spirit with the way of making our own stuff again.
Totally. I totally agree.
Excellent. And furthermore, I mean, do you think that there's something liberating in actually making your own stuff that like, because you said like, we don't know these crafts anymore. Now we do, through cosplay and such. Do you think there's something like incredibly liberating with it? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would. It's amazing to be able to just rely on myself to say, even if in normal life I just want a new skirt, I don't have to go out and go shopping and try to find one that fits me and is cute and looks good. No, I can just go to the fabric store and I can make one myself. It's amazing to be able to just rely on myself like that.
Marvelous. Now, of course, Sailor Mercury is not the only costume you've ever made and cosplayed in. Would you like to tell me a little bit more about some of the other characters you do?
One of the other characters that I've portrayed quite often is Asuna Yuki from Sword Art Online. It's one of my favorite series, pretty much ever. I love the adventure aspect and the true love that goes into that series. And Asuna, I've made, goodness, I think I've made around 8 or 9 different outfits for Asuna. And I love her personality. I see myself a lot in her strong, never give up attitude and her lovingness, how open she is, or not open, I guess, but how she falls in love and she really means it and she's really there. And that's kind of like me.
Very interesting. I also noticed that you did a very famous Nintendo character a while back, namely Zelda. I mean, that one is would you like to talk about that? Especially, I mean, especially for some of her for some of the jewelry kind of elements on her. I mean, was that hard to fabricate, and what kind of methods did you use?
Yeah, Zelda was an extremely difficult costume. I made Twilight Princess Zelda, I think, 1.5 years ago. And it was one of my first costumes where I really sat down and tried my hardest to make it as perfect as humanly possible. And it was my first costume to enter into a cosplay contest and stuff. So I really wanted to make it great. The armor was definitely the hardest part. It was made with Wonderflex, mm-hmm. which is a thermoplastic, so you can heat it up and then you can shape it to the shapes that you want. And it was such a hard material to work with. For being my first time, I had no clue what I was doing, but somehow it all worked out. It's definitely really difficult, though, to have been able to shape it to where it looked good and I could still move my arms. That's the biggest thing, is that Zelda has these things that cover her shoulder and come down partway down her arm a little bit. And so if it was a solid piece, I wouldn't be able to move my arms. And it's hard enough to walk around a convention in a costume, but it's worse when you can't move part of your body, you know? So I definitely took a lot of time to make sure that I could put joints in there so that flap actually moves and stuff. The whole costume was a learning experience. I used bridal satin for this skirt, and Zelda has these beautiful details at the bottom of her skirt, which now if I were to remake it, I would embroider. But back then I used iron-on transfers. So I found a digitalized image of the design. I printed it out on this paper and was able to just iron it right onto my skirt, which was pretty cool. But that was an amazing costume. Like I said, I love being a princess. And walking around the convention in that costume, people, every link that I saw would run up to me and, you know, get on one knee and kiss my hand. And it was an amazing experience and a great learning.
So you would definitely say that that one was a definite big hit.
Yes.
And furthermore, you say, you know, especially this discussion of, you know, you like to be a princess. I also noticed you have portrayed some Disney princess characters. Is that correct?
Yes. I have done Princess Merida from Brave, and I also did Snow White from Snow White. Yeah, those are some really fun costumes to wear. I also do some princess party gigs on the side, just as a little bit of extra cosplay money. But even just at conventions, there are so many little girls or little boys or even grown women that run up to you and they're just amazed that you have embodied this princess. And it's like you're at Disneyland and it's like you're a real princess. And it's amazing. I had this little girl come up to me when I was wearing Merida. And, you know, she's like, oh, you're a princess and I'm a princess too. And she talked to me for, 30 or 40 minutes. And I could barely get a word out. She was talking so much. And it was super cute and amazingly touching to see that she thought that I was a real princess.
And on that note for a moment, I mean, I've noticed a lot of cosplayers lately. There's this latest, a big craze in the Disney princesses. What are your observations on that? I've noticed that. Is this a recent trend as I see it, or is this actually been something that's been going on for some time?
Disney princesses have always been there, and I've always seen them. But I do think that with Frozen coming out last year, which was a huge hit, not only with smaller children, but also with people of all ages, I think that really brought a resurgence of princesses. And I think also right now the cosplay community is going through this kind of nostalgic, we're all getting older phase. Because you're seeing a lot of Sailor Moon and you're seeing a lot of the older Disney princesses and you're seeing the stuff that people knew in their childhood come back, which I think is really great. I love that. I'm all for nostalgic things. Just because I love to remind myself of why I'm here and why I'm doing what I'm doing and what made me who I am. But yes, I definitely think there have been more princesses recently.
So you would say that it's probably like, you know, for many cosplayers, it's kind of a back to basics kind of thing.
Yes, for sure.
And if I may pry, who is your favorite of the Disney lineup?
Ooh,
Especially one you may not have caught.